T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Joe Biden to be inaugurated president today. We have the story.
President Trump releasing a list of pardons. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Kansas anti-abortion measure has cleared its first legislative hurdle. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita approves a funding initiative for District 1. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Temperatures fell below freezing overnight, but we can expect a quick warm-up with gusty winds throughout the afternoon. Our complete forecast here in just minutes.
A scaled-down inauguration ceremony for President-elect Biden will attempt to strike a unifying tone.
Shortly after taking the oath of office at noon, Joe Biden will address the nation for the first time as president, a speech aides say is likely to run 20 to 30 minutes and call for unity to get past dark moments. There will be reminders of the coronavirus pandemic and recent political violence here in Washington. No crowds are allowed on the National Mall. The guest list for the inauguration is smaller than usual for pandemic and security precautions. Chief Justice John Roberts will swear in the president-elect. Associate Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor will deliver the oath of office to Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. At the U.S. Capitol, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Trump releasing a large list of pardons in the final hours of his presidency.
President Trump issuing dozens of final pardons and commutations. Not surprisingly, the list includes Steve Bannon, Trump's former chief strategist. Bannon faces a federal case accusing him of defrauding donors of more than $1 million as part of a fundraising campaign purportedly aimed at supporting Trump's border wall. President Trump also granting clemency to former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, a Democrat. He resigned back in 2008 after being convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice. He's currently facing a 28-year prison sentence. Also receiving clemency, rappers Lil Wayne and Kodak Black, who were prosecuted on federal weapons offenses. The president, however, is not expected to issue pardons for himself or members of his family or his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty reporting.
A proposed anti-abortion amendment to the Kansas Constitution has cleared its first hurdle in the legislature.
The Senate Judiciary Committee approved the measure on a voice vote Tuesday. Debate by the full Senate could come later this week. The proposed amendment would overturn a 2019 state Supreme Court ruling that access to abortion is a fundamental right under the state constitution. The House has a separate but identical proposal before a committee that could be voted on Thursday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approving money for a redevelopment initiative benefiting District 1 in North Wichita.
$88,000 will fund a revolving loan program for emerging and small businesses, especially for minority-owned and women-owned businesses. $5,000 will benefit an Opportunity Zone program. District 1 Council Member and Wichita Vice Mayor Brandon Johnson says this program will be a big asset.
I've heard from several businesses over the years that just needed $5,000 or $3,000 or maybe $10,000 to help out, and they weren't able to. And this type of funding opportunity helps fill those gaps to make sure that they can access their American dream.
In September 2017, the council adopted an ordinance authorizing the use of Hyatt Regency Wichita sale proceeds to fund projects across the city's six districts. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County is ready to vaccinate more people for the COVID-19 virus, says County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. He tells KNSS News all we need now is vaccine.
It's probably our most important thing right now is that our staff, they're ready. We've got a process ready. We've got a way to register according to whatever the order is going to be as far as who gets it at what age or industry or group.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Concussion protocol continues for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. We'll have reaction coming up in sports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blaming President Trump for the Capitol riot. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, January 20th. High winds have knocked out power for tens of thousands across Southern California. Fox's Laura Diaz has the story.
Cold, powerful Santa Ana winds pushed through much of Ventura County, whipping street signs, downing trees and power lines, and even overturning a semi-truck on the 118 freeway. Mother Nature on a tear, with gusts recorded up to 70 miles per hour. The Starr family first watched, then heard the destruction as the tree in their yard was brought down by the devil winds.
In 29 years of living here, we haven't seen anything like this.
Of course, there were power outages, some of those by SoCal Edison, to try to avoid fire danger.
Tens of thousands of people reported without power in California.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blames President Trump for the Capitol riot earlier this month. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
Just before the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, McConnell criticized sweeping conspiracy theories. He warned Republicans of heading down a, quote, poisonous path, contesting electoral votes from Arizona and Pennsylvania. McConnell himself didn't recognize President-elect Biden as the winner until early December. That drew criticism from Democrats. They said McConnell should have led by example and acknowledged Biden's win early on. They contend that McConnell could have diffused some of the rancor. Attorney General Bill Barr called the raid on the Capitol, quote, despicable. But Barr said the riot did not surprise him. Still, the former attorney general wouldn't go as far as McConnell, saying the president's words prompted the riot.
And President Trump condemned the violence again in his farewell address yesterday.
Three militia members are the first to be charged with plotting the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The riot may have looked spontaneous, but federal authorities say three self-described members of a paramilitary group planned the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Thomas Edward Caldwell, Donovan Crowell, and Jessica Watkins are the first of more than 125 people arrested in connection with the January 6th attack to face conspiracy charges. The FBI identified the trio as members of the Oath Keepers, which believes in a shadowy conspiracy to undermine the rights of Americans. According to charging documents, messages exchanged between the defendants and others refer to lawmakers as traitors and called for night hunting. The FBI also says Caldwell received a text during the attack instructing him to seal members of Congress in tunnels below the Capitol and turn on gas. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Mega Millions is living up to its name.
It just keeps on getting bigger. No one took the top prize in Tuesday night's $850 million Mega Millions jackpot. That means Friday's drawing is an estimated whopping $970 million. The winning numbers? 10, 19, 26, 28, and 50, with a Mega Ball 16. There were 11 second prize winners taking home $1 million each. The last jackpot winner for Mega Millions was back in September. And if that's not enough excitement, Tuesday night's Powerball drawing is a staggering $730 million. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS Morning News Time now, 8:10 with Stephen Ted in the Morning, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, actually, traffic conditions looking pretty good out there. Not seeing any big traffic tie-ups at the moment. Starting at about 9 a.m. this morning and throughout the rest of the week during the days, they're going to be doing some working on some of the which-way cameras here in the Wichita area. And they'll actually having to be intermittently closing some lanes of traffic to do so. So just watch out this week from 9 a.m. until about 3 p.m. Along the highways of Wichita, where they're working on some of those which-way and can drive cameras. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a clear and cold start to our day across south central Kansas, but we can expect to be sunny, a bit breezy at times this afternoon, hitting to 56 for the high. Winds may reach 30, even 35 miles per hour late in the day. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, Tarlow 32, sunshine 58 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a chilly 25 degrees, a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. It's 8:11 on a Wednesday morning. Time for Wednesdays with Wagel. Dr. Jason Wagel with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagel.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's talk about dentures and bridges today. Why do dentures and bridges become loose over a period of time?
The problem of loose or ill-fitting dentures can arise when someone has traditional removable dentures or a removable bridge, which is also called a removable partial denture. They can become loose, and the reason is that there is bone loss.
Bone loss. Okay, so what causes bone loss?
Natural teeth keep the jawbone stimulated. When the teeth are lost and replaced with either a complete or partial denture, there's a lack of stimulation in the bone, and the bone begins to resorb or shrink.
And can this go on for a long time?
Yes, it can. It's like putting a bar of soap in the shower and turning on the water. The bar of soap starts to melt away slowly. That's what happens to your jawbone when the teeth are missing, except it's very gradual.
Okay. Can dentures be adjusted?
Yes. Traditional dentures can be adjusted or realigned, but that won't solve the underlying problem. In addition to dentures becoming loose, the loss of bone changes the shape of the face. People begin to look older because they don't have enough supporting bone.
Hmm. So what's the solution then?
Dental implants are a great solution because they stimulate the bone and blood supply in the area, much like natural teeth. Dental implants help stop the bone loss and even strengthen the jawbone.
And does this work for people who need multiple implants?
Yes, it does. There are options for replacing teeth with dental implants. At Kansas Perio, we discuss various dental implant options with you and work closely with your dentist. Whatever option you choose, dental implants help to preserve the jawbone and help to prevent the appearance of premature aging.
Well, that sounds better than the old-fashioned denture.
It is. You know, most people don't realize that by preserving the jawbone, dental implants provide a significant aesthetic benefit, even before someone smiles and shows off their beautiful, natural-looking teeth.
All right. Thanks for being with us again. Wednesdays with Wagel, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. And that's Dr. Jason Wagel with us. When it's time to get serious about your smile, go to KansasPerio.com. You can call him at 685-2731. Wednesdays with Wagel, our good friend, Dr. Jason Wagel. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And again, it is Wednesday, January 20th, Inauguration Day 2021. A new day beginning in Washington, D.C. Some folks are real happy about it, and some folks are not real happy about it. But that's the way the United States works. Just a quick update on my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this earlier. My granddaughter, Evan, who is pursuing a recording career. She already has songs out. I say records. They're not really records, you know.
It's not all, anymore.
No. But you can dial her up and you can Google her and find her real quick. Evan with two N's. And she has some songs out already. She has a new one coming out. And she and her mom went to New York City last week and spent a few days actually, and I wouldn't say filming or recording, but what would you say? Videoing. They're making a video. They do it with, of course, all digital now or whatever. But she said it's like making a movie, you know, and they were in New York. One of the sites they went to was the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And yeah, and I told her, I envy you so much because I'd love to go there and see the Brooklyn Bridge. I read about it as a kid, and I read about the engineering feat that thing is. It is incredible, the story of how they did that.
Oh, if you've ever seen the Ken Burns documentary,
yeah.
Check it out.
Wow.
It's really good.
So she was there and some other sites. I think she was up in Long Island for something else, and it's long days putting in with the filming or recording this thing, and she's going to have a video, new video coming out, and a new song. So that's what's going on with Evan.
When does that video come out?
Don't know yet. I was kind of trying to figure, you know, I was questioning Evan about that. I said, you know, your record people, your producers, they like to make a big splash or something like that. Can I talk about it on the radio in advance? She said, oh, yeah. I said, well, when's it coming out? I said, you really didn't have a good date yet. But it shouldn't be too long. I mean, all you got to do is go in post-production, spend about 20 minutes, right? And there it is. Anyway, thank you. For those of you who are have been interested in what Evan is doing.
I've been under the Brooklyn Bridge on one of those tour boats, but I've never been on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay. Well, that would be something to do. Put it on your list there when you get to New York City. All right, Ted, it's 8, coming up on 8:17 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here, and we're on a day when the temperature we hope is going to get up to 56 degrees. Right
nice.
Now it's 25, but it's got a ways to go. But we'll track the weather here
for you. We'll get there.
8:17, Steve and Ted, Sports Time with Ted Woodward. We got the Mahomes watch going on, but we also had some Kansas State basketball last night.
Yeah, the K-State men trying to get back in the win column at Oklahoma last night. K-State did have a lead late in the first half, up by 5. Oh, boy. But then Oklahoma went on a 27-4 run as K-State made only 2 baskets in the next 11 minutes of that game. So K-State went from being up 5 points to being down 18 on the road. And 20 turnovers did not help either.
Wow.
Oklahoma ends up crushing Kansas State. 76-50 was the final score. A season low 50 points for K-State last night. After the game, comments from Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber.
Obviously, the turnovers were played a big factor. You have 20 turnovers, which led to 20 points. Their transition, we really struggled getting back. You know, some of that from the turnover, some of that probably some tough shots, 23 points, fast break points. And, you know, those are the difference in the game.
It did not go well for the Cats. They lose their 5th in a row. They're 1-6 now in the conference. Worst conference start in 21 years for K-State.
Coach seems to be good at telling us what happened, but yeah, doesn't seem to be real good at correcting that.
Not going well right now.
No.
For the Oklahoma Sooners, former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves ended up with 8 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals as K-State takes the loss last night at Oklahoma. We did have some pro basketball action in Salt Lake City last night. The Utah Jazz win again. They beat the New Orleans Pelicans 118-102. Coming off the bench for the Jazz, former Kansas Jayhawk, the rookie Udoka Azubuike. Played a couple of minutes. He did have a rebound and a blocked shot as the Jazz win their 6th in a row, and they are now the number 2 team in the NBA, just a half game behind the Lakers. Utah Jazz playing really good basketball right now. Udoka Azubuike helping out off the bench. We'll get to some more basketball news coming up. Happy birthday today to Kevin Moss, the former New York Yankee slugger. Spent 5 years in the big leagues. Really never could build on that really good rookie year he had with the Yankees. Tried to get it back in the big leagues and played for the Wichita Wranglers in 1994 as a first baseman. Played 4 games for the Wranglers, hit 3 home runs.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a slugger.
Yeah.
He got a hold of a few in his very brief appearance here in Wichita. He was trying to get back to the big leagues with the Padres. Never really could recapture that magic. But former big league Yankees slugger Kevin Moss, it's his birthday. He is 56 today. We are in day 4 of the concussion protocol for the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Pat Mahomes, who his head hit the turf on Sunday's game against the Browns. Still don't know whether Mahomes will be available on Sunday to take on the Buffalo Bills for the conference championship. Jeremy Fowler is an ESPN NFL reporter, and he says he's pretty sure Mahomes will be playing on Sunday.
Cautious optimism is a phrase that a source used to describe Mahomes because he is feeling good. He's had no major setbacks, but he still has a few hurdles he has to clear. He has to be cleared for non-contact drills, and he has to be cleared for contact by an independent neurologist and the team. Now, he's loosely planned to practice. The team is expecting that, but, you know, they're not going to push him if there are any sort of setbacks. They are comfortable with Chad Henne taking a bulk of the load if he has to on Wednesday. And in fact, a source said, look, we feel good with either quarterback that we can win this game with the foundation we've set, our passing attack, and Andy Reid's creative play calling. We have a chance against anybody. But all signs point to Mahomes being available, at least right now.
All right, and don't forget, the Chiefs and the Bills, the winner goes to the Super Bowl, and we'll have all the action for you on KNSS right here on Sunday. We'll have the Chiefs Radio Network pregame show and postgame show with play-by-play voice of Chiefs Mitch Holtis. The game itself, it'll be national coverage of the game per NFL rules. But the pregame show will begin at 4 o'clock Sunday right here on KNSS. So make sure you're tuning in at 4 o'clock on Sunday for that. And a little history note in the world of basketball. 130 years ago on this day, at the International YMCA in Springfield, Massachusetts, the first ever official basketball game was played.
Wow.
Of course, Dr. Naismith had trying to invent a new game, something to do during the indoor winter hours. He wrote the rules to basketball, and they played their first game today, 130 years ago today.
So did they really have a peach basket
that
and a ladder?
That is completely true. The baskets were peach baskets, complete with the bottom. Yeah, it was just a regulation basket, so when you put the ball in the hoop, somebody had to get up there and knock it out.
So there was no such thing as a swish.
Nope, not then.
There was a plunk.
It took them 14 years to figure out that, hey, we should cut the bottom out of this.
Yeah.
Make it much easier to retrieve the basketball.
14 years.
Until 14 years later that they started taking the bottom out of the peach basket.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
And I'll bet you it wasn't 5-on-5 full court either. I bet you the rules were just a little bit different.
Yeah, if you want to see those rules, those handwritten rules by Dr. Naismith, they are in a museum in a nice multi-million-dollar building up in Lawrence, Kansas. Mm.
The difference that always gets me when they talk about that is no dribbling, no carrying, you know, the basketball. If you caught the basketball, you had to pass it or shoot
it. That was the original rules, the ball movement.
Ball movement.
Yeah. So that's always been tantamount in basketball. There you go. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Trump gave Republicans backbone. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.